What today is a wooded walk on the outskirts of Douglas was once the site of a massive gold mining operation that drew laborers from around the world.
This was a hoppin' place in 1898.
That's Paulette Simpson, chairwoman of the Treadwell Historic Preservation and Restoration Society. From 1882 until the last mine closed 40 years later, Treadwell was a community in its own right. There were four mines here. They worked around the clock, only pausing twice a year, Christmas Day and the 4th of July. There were, of course, other gold mines in Alaska, but this one had an advantage.
They had two things you needed. They had energy with all the hydropower, and they had transportation because it was right here on the Gastineau Channel, so all of the supplies, equipment, people could easily access the site.
Fellow Treadwell Society volunteer Wayne Jensen says at its peak, shares in the mines were traded on the London and Paris stock exchanges.
It was the biggest gold mine in the world at its time. It produced that much, and it was a big economic driver in world industries.
But its fortunes would turn quickly for a combination of reasons. The underground stone support columns had been eroding away from salty channel water, and a natural fault parallels the Gastineau Channel that acted as a conduit for seawater. Jensen said an extremely high tide on the evening of April 21st, 1917, was a tipping point.
A few things happened. It was kind of a perfect storm. The water started coming into the fault line, and once it started, it eroded it and filled up all of the tunnels.
The alarm sounded at 11:15 p.m. with an order to evacuate.
It could have been a real human catastrophe if there would have been thousands of people in the mine at the time and they wouldn't have had an opportunity to get out.
It took about 2 hours for the 350 workers below to get to safety. It was only good fortune that there weren't more.
The mine was essentially empty and compared to what it would be on a normal day. And then the people were able to get out. The unfortunate thing was the horses and the mules that were down in the mine that were used to move ore cars, they were all lost.
Eyewitness accounts at the time describe a 200-foot geyser of seawater shooting up from the main mine shaft as the tunnels collapsed. Three of the mines were lost forever, putting nearly 1,000 men out of work. The fourth mine would close 5 years later. Simpson says the loss of the Treadwell complex was a blow to Douglas's economy, but the city persevered.
Douglas obviously survived. It's been around. It has a great sense of community. It doesn't seem to be going anywhere, which is a good thing.
The cave-in a century ago was a calamity, but 100 years later, it serves as a reminder of the town's rich gold mining heritage that's a source of community pride. In Douglas, I'm Jacob Resnick.